The money is known as the Disproportionate Share Hospital Fund, or DSH, and the fund goes to public hospitals and safety net hospitals who often serve the poorest patients. The money is supposed to help cover health care costs for the uninsured. It ends at the conclusion of the federal fiscal year on Saturday, unless Congress renews it. So far, no action has been taken by the House and Senate. Cuomo calls the potential cut a dagger in the heart of New York.
If we have to absorb the DSH cuts, it will devastate the healthcare system. Every hospital will be affected. The greatest pain will be felt by the public hospitals who treat the most needy patients.
He told business leaders that the loss could derail the state's spending plan and that he might have to call the legislature back.
We could lose $2 billion on October 1. If we lose $2 billion on October 1 from the federal government, the budget is gone. Throw it out the window. We might even have to do a special session to bring back the legislature. How do you allocate that cut to Medicaid?
The $2 billion loss would actually take place over a multi-year period, according to the governor's budget division. When the ACA was enacted in 2010, the fund was intended to be phased out over time. That's because Obamacare was supposed to reduce the number of uninsured through the creation of health care exchanges and other Medicaid programs and subsidies. In New York, about half of those who were uninsured before the ACA now have health insurance. But Congress has renewed the funding three times. The most recent extension came in the spring of 2015, nearly 2.5 years ago. Bill Hammond, health policy analyst for the fiscal watchdog group, the Empire Center, says the possible funding cut should not really come as a surprise to Cuomo.
The state has been fully apprised that these cuts were coming for quite a long time. So I'm a little bit confused as to why the governor would be caught off guard by this and would be talking about a special session. This is the kind of thing that the state should be planning for and preparing for in its long-term budgeting.
He says Cuomo and the legislature have already approved one new budget since President Trump was elected, and they've also heard the promises of the Republican-dominated Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare, an effort that so far has failed. Hammond says the cuts, if they occur, would not take effect right away, even if the funding is not renewed in October. He says there's considerable lag time before hospitals and other healthcare facilities get payments from the federal government. And he thinks there's a good chance that Congress will eventually renew the funds.
Virtually every member of Congress has at least one hospital, if not multiple hospitals, in his or her district. They are undoubtedly hearing from those hospital officials. They're very influential people in their community. It's the kind of issue that crosses party lines.
He says the major bills by Republican members of Congress to repeal and replace the ACA actually included a continuation of the DSH funding for the uninsured. President Trump struck an agreement in early September with Democratic minority leaders in the House and Senate, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, to adopt a continuing resolution that would maintain the current rate of government spending past the October 1st beginning of the federal fiscal year. New negotiations would not begin until mid-December, so it's possible that Congress may simply put off dealing with the DSH funding until then. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.